produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers, 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
You've just stepped into the zone. The Handle Your Business Girl Empowerment Zone with Dr. Gail Hayes. Dr. Gail will discuss issues that impact you, suggestions that influence you, and help you find solutions that ignite your path to destiny. You are a person of destiny, aren't you? Now join Dr. Gail right now in the Handle Your Business Girl Empowerment Zone, where we help you to handle your business where you do business. Here's Dr. Gail. This is Dr. Gail Hayes, and welcome to the Handle Your Business Girl Empowerment Zone, where we help you to handle your business wherever it is that you do business. You see, your business is not just if you own a business and work a business. Your business is taking care of you. What you see, how you feel, how you treat others, how you treat yourself, how you take care of everything in your life that concerns you. And that also starts with something that I have a passion for, and that's words. What we speak, how we speak, the power that we put behind our words. Words are building blocks. They either build forces of life or forces of death. Then, you know, let's just get real. We can use our words to build up ourselves and others, or we can use them to destroy and dismantle things. So I always like to start out with some positive words because I am a wordsmith. And I believe in using the power of my words to help you build your words, build upon your life, and help you to do what? Handle your business when you do business. This is what we're going to talk about today. Do not compare yourself with others. Let me repeat that. Do not compare yourself with others. You are a unique and awesome creation. You are a daughter of the King. When comparison becomes a part of your business landscape, then you open yourself up to being less than authentic. Let me repeat that. When comparison becomes a part of your business landscape, then you open yourself up to being less than authentic. That means less than real, less than really who you really are. Your focus then is no longer on what you bring to the table, but rather on what others bring. And you begin to look at their contribution and compare it with yours. Is it the right color? Is it bigger? Is it smaller? Is it brighter? Is it more tinkly? Is it more beautiful in your eyes? You can then invite self-degradation into your atmosphere. That's what you do when you compare yourself with others. So let's talk a little bit about comparing yourself with others. I have a theory I call the toxic seas, and you're going to hear me talking about that on almost every program because I believe that it is the toxic seas that lead us down a path of self-degradation and just not liking ourselves, and just, it can lead us to a lot of negative stuff in our lives and open us up to all kinds of negative things that are not necessarily what we need to invite into our lives. So it's called the toxic C's, three C's. Actually, there are four C's, but we'll talk about the three initially. Because the fourth one is the end results once you get rid of all those other three, right? And that three is comparison, leads to competition, which leads to corruption. Let me repeat that. Comparison leads to competition, which leads to corruption. You see, when you compare yourself with other people, you know, it's just the most amazing thing. I've seen so many women. This is why the media markets to us so heavily, because they put all these beautiful, curvy women. A lot of these women are not even authentically, do not even authentically look the way they look. In other words, they've had plastic surgery, they've had fat sucked out, they've had false stuff put in different places, and they don't even look real. These women have allowed their bodies to be transformed into an image that is not even real for their own bodies. It's kind of like the Barbie doll. Remember the Barbie doll? Barbie, if you really had a woman that looked like Barbie doll, she would fall over because her breasts were too big. Her waist was too small to support her rib cage or her new breast. And then she had really slim hips and slim legs. So you just imagine her back and shoulders were hurting. I can tell you as a full busted woman that, you know, you have to have some support, because if you are abnormally big in that area, then I can tell you most women that I know who suffer from that or who face challenges in carrying that really have faced pain. I have a daughter that has pain. She's full busted, and she faces a lot of pain, and we have to make sure we get a really good bra to give her support. Well, there are a lot of women who really believe that because they don't have these large breasts that they need to go under the knife and put some other stuff up in there. And I'm saying that's your choice if you do. I am not criticizing. If that's what you want to do, handle your business, girl, and you believe that's what you want. But just know that with every act, there's always a consequence. It may not turn out the way you like, and then there you are. So many times we are so dissatisfied with the way that we have been created that we're gonna reshape ourselves to suit ourselves. And that's really your choice. So let me just stop a minute right now and talk a little bit, and please refer you to my website, www.handleyourbusinessgirl.com. www.handleyourbusinessgirl.com. Please visit us on the web and look in our marketplace, because we have some exciting books and resources that can help you to squelch out the noise of comparison. I believe that everyone is created in a unique way, and we are beautiful just the way we are created. So visit us at handleyourbusinessgirl.com in the HYBG marketplace, and you can access my books there. And one of the books in particular is called Daughters of the King. And in the book, you take a little test called the Image Indicator. And if you get more A's, B's, C's, D's, E's, or F's, it tells you your image type. And as we go along, I'll tell you more about that at the results of that image indicator, because this book is very powerful and it helps you to see just how awesome you are, and that once you accept yourself, the rest is easy. So let's talk about the toxic C's again. Comparison. We're on talking about if you compare yourself with another woman, you automatically begin to what? Compete with her. Comparison always leads to competition, because when you compare yourself to someone else, that means you don't believe that you're good enough, pretty enough, smart enough, wise enough, white, right enough, and just enough. But listen to me, you are enough. You are more than enough. I'm going to give you a little sidestep over here. I once had a man say to me, he was talking to me, and I don't know what I said to him, but I'm very quick-witted, and he made a little come on to me, and I said something. He says, you know what, I can imagine that you are a handful. And he was really saying it kind of in a negative way. And I said, well, in the wrong hands I'm not enough, but in the wrong hands I'm more than enough, but in the right hands I'm not enough. And he looked at me and he said, you know, that makes a lot of sense. I said, they've got to be the right hands. You've got to be the right person with the right hands, with the right attitude to deal with somebody righteously, correct? So I don't compare myself with other women, because I know that I'm a unique creation. And sometimes you got to get in the mirror and tell yourself just how awesome you are. Some people would say that's ego. That is not ego. It's building yourself up. And you know what? The Bible talks about us being changed from glory to glory into his image. Listen, it's okay for you to look in the mirror and tell yourself you're beautiful, because all you're doing is affirming what God did.
You are beautiful. You are awesome. You were made in His image. So why not walk in that and do the best, do what you can with this image? You only got one choice, girl. One time, one body. Let's get it done and take care of it. So comparison leads to competition. And what competition does is something so blatantly ugly to me, is that when you compare yourself with another woman, you automatically begin to compete with her. Now, what does that mean? Now, you know, that's the bad part right there, because this comparison leads to ugly competition. I remember seeing some women there. I was overhearing them talking, and they were talking about all kinds of why their daughters were having so much trouble at school, and why they were, you know, going through all these changes. And I remember that all of a sudden they stopped because they saw another woman coming, and they did what I call the feminine grunt. They went, Oh God. And they didn't want to see her. It's called the grunt. And what happens is they had compared themselves with that woman and they began to compete. It's even worse when you see women who don't even know somebody and they look around the room and they'll see another woman and they'll go, That grunt is murderous. And we do it even to our daughters. We don't just do it to each other, but we do this to our daughters. And we wonder why our daughters hate themselves, why they get involved with men who are not protecting them, who are devaluing them, who are using them, who are treating them badly. And we wonder, because all we have done is grunted at that baby. And we have destroyed her. It is what I call the ultimate feminine assassin's tool. It is called the feminine grunt. And it doesn't matter if you're Black, white, Asian, Hispanic. As women, we grunt. That is a murderous tool. We need to get that in check, because that right there comes from comparison, and then it comes from the competition. That's when we start competing. We grunt at another woman. Then another woman has to take a second look and say, well, maybe it's something I missed. Something's wrong with this woman. It's the feminine grunt. It's what I call the ultimate feminine assassin's tool, the grunt. If you are grunting, I am asking you right now to just stop. Just stop. Before you will now allow another grunt to escape from your throat, across your tongue, on through your lips, watch it. Because that murderous tool comes back to greet and stand at our doorway. That is a murderous tool when we grunt. In other words, it's our look or our sound of disapproval. Who are you to approve of somebody or not? You don't know what that woman is going through. And if it's your daughter, you especially need to watch it, because you pass that on from generation to generation to generation. If you grunt at your daughter, she's going to grunt at your granddaughter. And then when you see her do it, you're going to want to stop her. And where did she get it from? She got it from who? You. It is the ultimate feminine assassin's tool. It's called the grunt. And it stands right in the midst of competition, which means that you have set up negative competition between women when you grunt at another woman, because another woman will hear you and she'll say, wait a minute, let me take a look, because there's obviously something wrong with this woman because she grunted. And you set woman against woman, and there's a comparison, and then there's a competition that happens that is totally and completely unhealthy. Unhealthy competition is murderous between women. It is not something that we should be doing. Listen, I have a group of young girls. When I do classes for young women, I have a movement called the Precious, Pretty, Powerful movement. I believe that all girls are precious, and that's where we fall short, because many of us do not understand that we are precious. That is the hardest lesson for women to learn and for girls to understand that they're precious. Because once you accept that you are precious, it's nothing for you to know that you are pretty. And once you accept that you're precious and you know you're pretty, you know then you become what we call powerful. Precious, pretty, and powerful. And while we're at it, I have some power tools for you on my website. Don't forget to visit me at www.handleyourbusinessgirl.com. Go there in my marketplace and you will see books and resources. And I'm going to be doing some classes for you soon on leadership, because I believe that women are leaders. I believe that every woman is called to lead somebody somewhere to do something great. So take a look at my book, The Power of a Woman Who Leads, and discover your leadership style. In the book, you take a little test. I love these little quizzes where you get more A's, B's, C's, D's, E's, or F's, and it tells you your leadership style. And you take it and you discover your leadership style and find out your leadership style and how to uniquely use it. It is called The Power of a Woman Who Leads. So let's get back to that comparison. We've gone over to comparison, why it's so deadly. When you compare yourself with another woman, you automatically begin to compete with her. And that creates unhealthy competition because that means you don't think that you're enough and maybe she's more than you. And then you grunt at her because you want to find something negative about her. So because you might not be winning what you consider to be the competition. So guess what that leads to? That leads to corruption. A corruption in a relationship that could possibly be something wonderful for you and her. And usually the women you grunt at are the ones you need the most. So comparison leads to competition, which leads to corruption. In other words, you have just torn her down. There is no way there can be a healthy connection between her or another woman because you grunted at her and you've destroyed a potentially good thing, a potentially good connection. Now, here's something I've learned. I've learned that most of the time, the women that you dislike the most are the ones you need the most. And they're the ones that most likely have what you need. And there is a scripture that says, as iron sharpens iron. Iron and iron sharpen each other. But check this out. They've got to both be sharp. They sharpen each other. They sharpen each other. So they're not exactly the same. You know, people who are different from you bring something different to the table and they help you to do business in a very different way. I don't want anybody exactly like me. I couldn't take it. I want somebody that thinks differently from me so we can form a beautiful tapestry because it is the differences, the different patterns in the tapestry that make it beautiful. If all the pieces are the same, it doesn't have the same type of beauty. All the differences are what make it beautiful. It is a common thread of sisterhood and love weaving those things together that make it a beautiful tapestry. But if we compare ourselves with another woman and then we begin to compete with her, we have just corrupted the entire tapestry because comparison leads to competition, which leads to corruption. And I will tell you that when you do those things, corruption in relationships, you can never form a pure relationship with any of the women that have grunted because you got to get past the old stuff. And how many women do you know who are brave enough and strong enough to confront women who have done something or said something? We usually walk around with a lot of offense. That leads me to a story that's something that happened to me. One time I went to a training class and I was in a really bad place in my life. I really was seeking answers for a lot of things. And I decided to take this class. And it was a class on building a breakthrough. It was called Breakthrough. That's what it was called, Breakthrough. And I was looking for a breakthrough somewhere in my life. Now, it was not a Christian class. It was a professional development class. And I went to this class and I paid good money to take this class. And I remember sitting in the class and then the instructor asked for examples of some problems that you faced and how you'd had a breakthrough. And so I raised my hand and I began sharing a challenge that I had faced as a consultant where I'd gone to a place and was attempting to help them solve a problem. And I remember for some reason, this woman decided she's going to attack me. She said, well, if you hadn't been so arrogant. And I thought, oh my God, why is this woman attacking me? She said I was arrogant. Number one, she didn't know me. Number two, I paid my money to be in her class. Number three, I was hoping I could learn something. And number four, I was already put on the defense because here I was, the instructor was attacking me and calling me arrogant. And I said, wait a minute, you told me to share it very briefly. I was very briefly sharing it. She said, well, you didn't do this. I said, but I did do that. But since you told me to be brief, I couldn't give you all the background information. And so therefore, I didn't share that with the class because you asked me to be brief. And she, you know, and I had to just kind of gather myself in front of people that I did not even know. And try to keep myself together in front of these people. And there was probably about 50 people in this class. And I was thinking, what did I do? Well, I remember getting up. The class was 2 or 3 days. And I think I'd gone through over half the class. But I decided not to go back. And I went home. And I was in a very bad place at that time. Not feeling really good about myself. I was going through a very difficult time in my personal life. And I was looking for a place where I could feel safe and thrive. And that was not the place. But how do you think I felt about that woman who said that to me and didn't even know me? Well, you know, of course, you know, I was mad. I'll be honest with you, I was angry. And I had to work through that while working through all my other personal challenges. Well, many years later, a few years later, I just happened to, and it was a few years, I just happened to see this woman. Well, she and I connected on social media, and I knew who she was, and I remember what she did. Oh, yes, I did. I will be very honest with you. But I softened, and as God began to give me wisdom in a lot of areas, he kind of gave me some things that kind of helped me not to be so angry with her, because she may have been going through a bad time, but I had to bear the brunt of that. So I said, I'm not going to take this personally. She didn't mean it personally, but she is a mouthpiece, and she's speaking to people, and she's got to know, well, at some point she can't do that to people. So we happened to be at an event, at a beautiful high-level government event, and we saw each other, and this had to be about 4 or 5 years later. And I remember, you know, she knew me from social media. She came up to me and she said, oh, Dr. Gail, I am so delighted to see you. And I said, well, I'm not delighted to see you. She was taken aback, to say the least. But I had to be honest. And I said to her, and I recounted to her what had happened in her class. And she said she didn't remember. I said, of course you don't, but I do. And this is what happened. And so I have to be, because you are a leader, and because you are imparting to people, and because I do that, I've got to let you know. I've got to come to you and lay this out so we can be aware that this cannot happen between us. What if we share the platform? The air needs to be cleared. And I remember her having tears in her eyes, and she says, never in my life have I been confronted thusly. And she said, I am so honored that you live what you teach. And see, that's one of the biggest things, is sometimes you got to be unpopular to clear up the toxic seas. You can't compare yourself with another woman. You can't compete with her, because there'll be a corruption. And I was determined that this woman was worth knowing. This woman was wise, and she had a gift to be shared. And I was not going to allow what happened to me to try to destroy me or a connection that we could make where we could possibly do some things together. So I made up in my mind that I was going to do something about it. And I confronted her in a way, and she never forgot it. And since that time, we have become friends. She has made referrals to me and had me stand in for her at events, major events, and put me in a position where I could be appointed to boards and be in a position of leadership and wisdom to advise others because of the action. Now, how many of us are that brave? Now, you know, it took some bravery on my part, but you know, I'm like an old refrigerator, that my mother used to say, old icebox. I am not going to hold stuff and not do something about it, because I have been called to do something about some things. So what have you been called to do? We've all been called to reconciliation. We've all been called to repair the breach. And in that, part of what I do is I speak and I write books. So please visit me at www.handleyourbusinessgirl.com. And so, you know, I'd like you to visit there, because you can see some of the books. And in a future broadcast, I'm going to talk about my book, Daughters of the King, in detail. I'm going to talk about The Power of a Woman Who Leads in detail. And I'm even going to talk about The Conduct of Kings, the book that I wrote for men. Please visit me at handleyourbusinessgirl.com in my marketplace, and go there and read about my books and get a copy. I'd love to autograph some for you. And I have some new things coming out. I'm so excited. And as we go forward with these broadcasts, I'll be talking to you about those things. And you can also go there and contact me if you're interested in me coming to speak to your group. Love coming to speak to groups and talk about these things that bring women together. Now, we've talked about the toxic seas. Comparison leads to competition, which leads to corruption. If you eliminate the toxic seas, when you're feeling good about yourself, you're not competing with a woman by grunting at her, you're not corrupting relationships, but you're being honorable and going to women and repairing the breach, guess what happens? You prepare the atmosphere for something, another C that is sorely needed among women. And that C is collaboration, or co-laboring. You cannot co-labor or collaborate with another woman if you do not have you've not cleared the air of the toxic seas of comparing yourself with her, competing with her, or causing corruption with her. Because then you cannot collaborate, because you got to know the people that you labor with, honey. You got to know them. And so comparison leads to competition, will lead to corruption. And if you alleviate those, then you can collaborate. You've got to co-labor. Because you see, if you've been given a vision, and all of us have been given a vision or a dream for our lives, you cannot fulfill that vision because any vision given is too big for one set of shoulders. So you've got to get rid of comparison, competition, corruption. And so then you can do what? You can collaborate. Collaboration ain't no joke. When there's two of you or more, let me tell you what, it can be fun and like heaven on earth because then you're going to get it done. And I'll say, I always like to work with at least two other women, because a threefold cord is not quickly broken. And each one of us will focus on the competition, the collaboration. I mean, the competition, the comparison, the competition, and the corruption. And we each make it our mission to destroy those things among us. And we call each other out. I teach women to call each other out because that's a big piece for me. Women must learn to call each other out. And there's nothing wrong with that. Remember this, you are more than that, more than comparing yourself with someone. Remember what I said, do not compare yourself with others because you are a unique and awesome creation. You are a daughter of the King. When comparison becomes a part of your business landscape, then you open yourself up to be less than authentic, less than real. Your focus is then no longer what you bring to the table, but rather on others and what they bring. You can then invite self-degradation into your atmosphere and it can nearly destroy you. Remember, comparison leads to competition, which leads to corruption. And you want to collaborate. So get rid of the toxic seeds today. I'm excited. Until next time, I'll see you. Come back and listen to me on the Handle Your Business Girl Empowerment Zone. Thank you again for joining us here in the zone, in the Handle Your Business Girl Empowerment Zone with your host, Dr. Gail Hayes. Join us on the web at www.handleyourbusinessgirl.com, www.handleyourbusinessgirl.com. Find Dr. Gail on Instagram and on Twitter at Dr. Gail Hayes. Find her on Facebook in Dr. Gail Hayes and the Handle Your Business Girl Empowerment Zone. Join our list at www.handleyourbusinessgirl.com, and we have lots of treats in store for you. So join us next time here in the zone, in the Handle Your Business Girl Empowerment Zone, where we help you to handle your business where you do business.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.